It had everything one would expect at a political rally. Buttons, banners, signs, rousing speeches that drew cheers and chants.
I need your help. Can I count on it? Can I count on your support?
A crowd estimated at 300 packed a function room in Springfield Symphony Hall Wednesday night for the well-orchestrated launch of MGM's campaign to secure a yes vote on July 16th for the company's $800 million resort casino project. Passage of the referendum is a prerequisite for MGM to apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for the lone casino license authorized for Western Massachusetts. Springfield resident Stephen McCain, wearing a button with the campaign slogan, Yes for Springfield, said he supports the casino project because it will mean jobs.
Springfield really needs a shot, especially downtown. Downtown right now is like really slow and there's not a lot of business going on with the casino. I honestly feel that it brings Springfield in the right direction.
MGM has pledged its project in the south end of downtown Springfield will produce 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs. The company has committed to local and minority hiring quotas. The development agreement with Springfield calls for annual payments to the city of $24 million. Kelly Tuckey, Vice President of Public Affairs for MGM, said the referendum campaign will include mass media, a website, door-to-door canvassing, a voter registration drive, and a get-out-the-vote push.
We want to send a strong message to Boston that MGM Springfield is the choice for Western Massachusetts.
Mohegan Sun has said it hopes to hold a voter referendum in September for its casino project in Palmer. No timetable has been announced by Hard Rock International for a vote on its plan to build a casino on the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. MGM has essentially been campaigning for its casino development in Springfield since it was first unveiled last August. The company spent a reported $10 million as it battled a rival casino operator before securing the backing of Springfield's mayor and city council. MGM secured support from key neighborhood and community groups, the local chamber of commerce, and several labor unions. Yvette Cruz, executive director of the Springfield Puerto Rican Cultural Center, believes MGM has laid the groundwork to win the July 16th casino vote.
MGM has been very inclusive and very, very sophisticated in bringing information to the residents of the city and listening to their concerns.
Cruz was introduced at Wednesday's rally as a key community supporter of the casino and a campaign co-chair. Other supporters who spoke at the rally included Henry Thomas, longtime president of the Springfield chapter of the Urban League, Jeffrey Shafrida, president of the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, and Calvin Feliciano, an organizer for the Service Employees International Union. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno also addressed the large crowd.
This is our opportunity. This is our moment in time. We cannot and we must not take anything for granted. I need each and every one of you to be ambassadors on the street. I need you to talk to your friends. I need you to talk to your family. I need you to talk to your neighbors.
One MGM official characterized opponents to the casino as misguided souls. Michael Kogut, chairman of Citizens Against Casino Gaming, said they have their own grassroots campaign underway.
So we'll be out there getting people interested and getting them charged up to go and vote.
Kogut said the referendum campaign would be a proverbial David versus Goliath. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.